السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا مولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التقوى هاهنا، وأشار إلى صدره. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم، ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وبشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. میرے محترم بھائی دوستو بزرگو، my dear respected brothers, elders, friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful religion of Islam, and the purpose of this deen is not to become a set of obligations and burdens upon us, that this deen is a bojh. Allah ta'ala نے ہمیں اسلام نہیں دیا تاکہ یہ دین ہمارے لئے ایک بوجھ بن جائے. Allah ta'ala gave this religion to us so we become different from the animals. Allah ta'ala نے ہمیں یہ دین اس لئے دیا ہے تاکہ ہم جانور سے الگ ہو جائیں. جانور بھی کھاتا بھی ہے، پیتا بھی ہے، اس کا بھی جو ہے اپنے طریقے کا ہم بستری بھی ہوتا ہے، اس کا بھی جو ہے بچے ہوتے ہیں، اور سوتا بھی ہے ہمارے جیسے، اور اپنا زندگی بسر کر لیتا ہے اور پھر مر جاتا ہے. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want us to be like the human beings. Allah ta'ala created us as ashraful makhlouqat, the best of creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, we created humankind in the best of forms. We have the best of purposes, best of bodily forms, best of intellect. So similarly, we are supposed to have the best of character and akhlaq as well. Our character and our akhlaq should make us different to the way that the animals are. What is akhlaq? Ye lafz jo hai akhlaq. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, the akhlaq is three things. Akhlaq, good character, is three things. Akhlaq teen cheezon ka naam hai. First thing is badlul ma'roof, doing good to other people. Dusron ke saath acha suluk ikhtiyar karna. Pehli baat. Second thing is kaful adha, preventing harm from coming to other people. Dusron par nuksan pahunchane se parhez karna. Kisi dusre par jo hai nuksan aur pareshani apne haathon se na pahunchaun, ya apni zuban se, ya kisi bhi matlab tareeqe se. And the third thing is talaqatul wajh, having a cheerful face. کہ چہرے پہ جو ہے ایک بشاشت ہو، چہرہ جو ہے اس طرح، مطلب کالا کہتے ہیں کالا چہرہ، مطلب اپنا بالکل اس طرح کر کے ایک خوش باش چہرہ ہو، کہ کوئی چہرے کی طرف دیکھے تو جو ہے ایک مطلب فطری طور پر ایک جو ہے ایک قسم کا محبت محسوس ہو. سو دیز آر دا تھری تھنگز، یہ تین چیزوں کا نام ہے اخلاق. دیز تھری تھنگز میک اپ اخلاق اینڈ گڈ کیریکٹر. فرسٹ ون از doing good to other people, badlul ma'roof. Always my intention, fikr only, is how can I do good, no negative thought in my mind. Second intention is, before I do any amal, I don't want any kind of harm to come to someone, not from my own actions or not from the actions of other people. The one is I don't myself harm anyone by my mouth, by my hands, but with my evil intentions. And similarly, I can't tolerate that somebody else is harming somebody else. If I see someone being harmed, I run to the rescue. Okay, don't do this, don't do this. Don't talk bad about him. Don't do this to him. So in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-muslimu akhul muslim la yadhlimuhu wa la yuslimuhu. So beautiful. کہ مسلمان کا بھائی ہے، نہ اپنے بھائی کو تکلیف پہنچاتا ہے، ایذا پہنچاتا ہے، نہ اپنے بھائی پر ظلم کرتا ہے، نہ ظلم کرنے دیتا ہے اپنے بھائی پر. The Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He does not oppress him, his brother, neither does he allow anyone else to oppress him. He doesn't hand him over to the wolves. Right? This is the reality. That this is what we have to become. This is how our character has to be. Always, you know, concerned about doing good for other people, doing good for ourselves, you know, being a machine of goodness. And secondly, being concerned that no harm should come from my hands. You know, and I should not allow anybody else to harm anybody else. And the third thing is, very beautifully, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, bashashatul wajh, or talaqatul wajh, that you should have a cheerful face. Cheerful face doesn't necessarily mean the biggest smile. Not everyone has the biggest smile. MashaAllah, some people just have a big smile. You know, all the teeth and mashaAllah, it just looks very, it's fantastic. When you're like the poster smile. Some people don't have it. And some people have too much pan. That's just a joke. But what happens is not everybody has a big smile. But the reality is, when somebody looks at us, they should feel that, you know, comfortable to approach us, comfortable to talk to us, not feel scared or intimidated just by looking at us. Some people, like in Urdu, they say, robe dalna. Some people like imposing their presence. You know, give that, I don't know, the Undertaker look back in the days in WWE, the Undertaker look with the one, or is it the Rock look? I can't remember. One eyebrow raised and one eyebrow down. Intimidate people. That people look at me and they feel that, you know what, you know, this person is a scary person. This is un-Islamic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people would come to him, in his Shama'il, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned that man ra'ahu badihatan habahu. Whoever saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, habahu, they'd have this awe, you know, they'd be awestruck. Jisne Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko pehle dafa dekha, usko ek haybat si mahsus hoti thi. Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ. Whoever started to speak to him and come close to him and communicate with him, they started to love him. That جو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قریب آتا تھا, اپنے پاس بیٹھتا تھا, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے گفتگو فرماتا تھا, فوراً اس کے دل میں رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت چھا جاتی تھی. That this was Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's character. Anyone, a child, a woman, you know, in the seerah it mentions this crazy lady in Medina. She had, you know, a mental illness. But she would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and grip him and say, I need you to do something for me. And she would pull him and take him into the streets of Medina and he would go with her. He would say, it's okay, it's okay. Stop people. And then she would just take him somewhere and then she would forget and then she would say, it's okay. And then he would go back. He would say, oh, don't pull me, don't touch me, don't do this. No kind of pride, no kind of self, you know, egotism. There's two things. One is self-respect. Sorry, one is self-confidence, and one is this egotism. Self-confidence is very important. Without self-confidence, a person falls into depression. Without self-confidence, a person falls into really, really bad habits, and a person makes no progress in life. Self-confidence, that you have to believe in yourself. That inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give me the tawfiq, I will do it, I can do it. And one is egotism, that I am something very special, I am better than other people. This is haram, this is wrong. Rather, we need to regard ourselves to be lower than other people. Every Muslim is better than me. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Lower your wing for the believer. Apne بازو کو مسلمانوں کے لیے جھکاؤ, کہ اپنے آپ کو دوسروں کے سامنے جھکا کے رکھو, اپنے کو بڑا بنا کر پیش نہ کرو. That I am something special, I am someone important. Anyone who is a Muslim, you're better than me. How? If you're older than me, then you have done more good a'mal than me. If you are older than me, you have done more good deeds than me. I'm looking at Hafiz Ab here. I look at our Hafiz Ab and I look at people who, mashallah, are so much older than me, leading Taraweeh every single year, reciting the Quran. I think to myself, Ya Allah, I don't know. When I get to that age, will you accept it for me or not? You have to have these things which make you feel that you know, you're not that special, you're not that important, you're not that big, you're nothing. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of you. So we shouldn't puff our chest out, and we shouldn't, you know, regard ourselves to be someone very, very important. So always when you look at someone older than you, think this person has done probably more good a'mal than me. And for looking at someone younger than you, think this person has not committed as many sins that I have committed. I am 7 years older than them, 10 years older than them, 20 years older than them. I have committed so many more sins in my life. This person is, you know, like innocent compared to myself. And you always humble yourself. So this is very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify and to create the best of akhlaq and character inside of people. So that's why Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say that akhlaq is three things. The first thing is badlul ma'roof, doing good to other people. Always my intention has to be good. Never vile intention, bad intention, evil intention. Har waqt ye fikr jo hai laga rahe ke dusron ko kis tarah fayda pahunchaun. In any way, shape or form. Through my words, through my actions, through with my intention, I need to be a force of good. And secondly, kafful adha, preventing harm from coming to other people. Doesn't matter if I'm angry, doesn't matter if I'm frustrated, doesn't matter if I'm annoyed, need to have patience, need to have sabr. I cannot cause harm to anybody, and I cannot bear harm coming to anybody. لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. The believer does not allow anyone to be oppressed, does not oppress anyone, doesn't allow anyone to be oppressed. And finally, bashashatul wajh, having a cheerful face. It's very important. Our family members, wife, children, they can't see us scowling. Right? I come home. Oh, don't talk to me. I've just come home. Had a long day. Don't want to talk. Right? It creates this, you know, it creates this divide in the family. But when you're tired, you're exhausted, but the children have come running to the door, you say, just get out of my way. Why do you keep them? Inko jo hai mujhse dur rakho. Pura din jo hai, mehnat karke main abhi ghar pahuncha hoon, aur ye bachche pata nahi mujhe kya su. You know, is tarah harakat jo hai, ye sunnat ke khilaf hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so kind, so polite, so nice. People would sit with him and say, you know, I want to be like this person. Be like, I want to have the character of this person. So my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us this deen to burden us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us this deen to burden us. This, the purpose of Islam is not so, oh, I have to read my namaz now. Oh no, I need to fast this Ramadan. Oh no, I need to give my zakat. I was saving up all this money to buy something or to do something and I need to give zakat. That we regard the obligations of Islam to be a burden. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the best for us. We don't know what is good for us. We have to accept this. Had the wahi not come, had the revelation not come, had the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not been sent by Allah, humankind would be lost. There would be no difference between us and animals. And that's why in the societies where they have not recognized the messenger and they have not believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the actions are very similar, just desires of the nafs. Following whatever desire I want. And now society is going back to that. But society says we don't need a God. We don't need religion. Religion makes us shackled. Deen jo hai hame qaidi bana deta hai. To hum chahte ki hum azad ho. We want to be free. And freedom means what? Obeying my desires. Whatever desire I have, whatever thought comes in my mind, I need to do it. I need to try it. I need to do it. That's why, you know, look how society has gone backwards and retrogressed. Marriage, now not marriage, we want to be married to men, want to be married to men, women want to be married to women. And then now this genders and all of this, over 100, 200, 300 genders. Somebody was asked, how many genders are there? They said it's unlimited genders. You can have a new gender every day, you can make up your own gender. This is when a person starts to follow any whim, any desire they have, this is how we retrogress. So the point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us this deen to burden us. This deen is very beautiful. It regulates every part of our life, but for the better, not for the worse. Never feel that, oh, Islam has created some burden on me. Had I not had Islam, then I could have been like these people and done this and gone here and bought this. And na'udhu billah, it's a very dangerous thought to have. Right? And even without thinking about it from a religious perspective, think about it from a logical perspective. Study Islam, learn the beauty of Islam, the wisdoms behind all of the laws of Islam. The ulama have written books on this. Shawliyullah Muhaddith Dehlawi has written Hujjatullah al-Baligha. Many ulama have written books to show that every action of Islam, there's so much wisdom behind it, so much beauty behind it. So this is why we study, we learn about our deen, so we can appreciate our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself, all of us the tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاۃ
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, whilst the collection is taking place, I'm stood here with by Khalil with something very important. We need to speak to everybody about this. Alhamdulillah, you know, we all know the political situation in the world. Pura duniya mein political jo situation hai, sab isse waqif hai. Nationally, internationally, locally, there's a lot of things happening, yeah, which we have very little control over. Hamare itna usme control nahi hai, jo bhi jo ho raha hai. But we have a real opportunity. In my opinion, whenever we have a chance, jo bhi mauka milta hai, یہ سسٹم وغیرہ کو تبدیل کرنے کے لیے جو ہم کر سکتا ہے اس سے ضرور حصہ لینا چاہیے. اور اگر ہمارا حصہ لینے میں اگر ہمارا کمیونٹی کے لیے انڈیویجول آدمی کے لیے اور سب مسلمان کے لیے کچھ نہ کچھ فائدہ ہو جائے ہمارا کچھ ایکشن سے, یہ تو بہت ہی اچھا بات ہے. اینڈ دس از ویری سملر ٹو وٹ مفتی صاحب واز سیئنگ دی بیان. سو الحمد للہ وداؤٹ ٹیکنگ لاٹ آف ٹائم بٹ وی نیڈ ٹو اسپیک, وی ہیو اے ریئل اپرچونیٹی دیٹس کمنگ. وی ہیو اے الیکشن, لوکل الیکشن دیٹس کمنگ آن دا سیکنڈ آف مئی. Not too long to wait. The 2nd of May is only 2 weeks away, 3 weeks?
Days.
Yeah, 13 days. We have Brother Khalil, who is from our local community. Everybody is aware of him. We all know him. Bhai Khalil is standing as our local
independent
counselor with Tameside. And we all need to support Bhai Khalil to actually get in there. Everybody is aware. The local authority, what is the function of local authority? Local authority, our council is what is the responsibility of it? They are local council. These people are known as local government. This council is the responsibility of the people to serve the people. Or take money from the government and serve the people. So, council is the government for the government funding. But, یہ فنڈنگ کیسے استعمال ہو وہ گورنمنٹ ڈیسائیڈ نہیں کرتا. اٹ از ڈیسائڈیڈ بائی دا کاؤنسل ہو آر ریسپانسبل بیکاز دے آر دا لوکل گورنمنٹ. وہ سوچتا ہے بھائی ابھی حکومت سے پیسہ ملا, یہ پیسہ عوام کے لیے کیسے ہم استعمال کریں. دے تھنک اینڈ دے اسپینڈ. سو یہ جو لوگ تھنکنگ کرتا ہے کیا وہ تھنکنگ ہمارے حق میں ہوتا ہے اور ہمارے اپوزٹ ہوتا ہے؟ یہ سوچنے کا بات ہے. اوکے, بیکاز ایز دے تھنک دس ہاؤ دے اسپینڈ. اوکے, وی آل نو یہ تھیمسائڈ بورا میں, یہ پورا کاؤنسل میں 8-9 ٹاؤنس ہے. ہمارا جو سینٹ پیٹرز وارڈ ہے آسٹر میں, اٹ از ون آف دا ورسٹ ان تھیمسائڈ. پورا تھیمسائڈ بورا میں جو سب سے نیچے وارڈ ہے وہ ہمارا وارڈ ہے, اور ہمارا وارڈ کا لوکل کاؤنسلر بھی ہے. جو بھی کاؤنسل میں ہمارا وارڈ کے بارے میں کچھ بات ہوتا ہے, گفتگو ہوتا ہے, کچھ ڈیسیشن ہوتا ہے, تو ہمارا کاؤنسل ہمارے حق میں کتنا بات کرتا ہے؟ ہمارا کاؤنسلر ہمارے حق میں کتنا فائدہ اٹھاتا ہے؟ کاؤنسلر کو معلوم ہے وی ہیو دا پوریسٹ انکم تھریش ہولڈ, وی ہیو دا لوئسٹ امپلائمنٹ, وی ہیو دا ورسٹ ہاؤزنگ, وی ہیو لاٹ آف ورسٹ تھنگ ہیپننگ. بٹ ہو از فائٹنگ فار اس؟ ہو از We cannot kick off. We cannot shout. We have to be part of the system and we have to change the system. Systematically, we need to have a meaningful conversation with the local government. So we need a voice in there. Bhai Khalil, is we have an ideal opportunity. Bhai Khalil, please say a few words.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my brothers. So most of you know me. I live here on Margaret Street. My family live here. I grew up in this mosque. I'm really concerned about the way our community is going in terms of the problems of fly tipping, the rats, the issues around bin collections. And I've worked with the council. I've worked with the council over 15 years, Tameside, so I know how they work. I want to be your voice. I want to represent you as a community and represent all communities. But we have a real problem. We don't have a voice in the chamber. And I went to the chamber in March to speak for the community, and they said to me, you cannot speak because you're not elected. So we got a real opportunity now to work as a community, to work with the mosques, to work with our brothers and sisters and your families and your children, to make this ward a really nice ward for you and your children and the future. We want to clean up all these fly tipping issues, all the rats, all the issues around housing and the damp, and issues with car parking and safety for our children. We can only do this if we sit in the council seat. Now, as you know, I've been working very hard trying to support the community back. There's only one of me, and it's 50 councillors. So we need to work together, and please vote for me on the 2nd of May. These postal votes are coming out today or tomorrow, so please remember to vote Khalil Khan or Khan Khalil. That's all you have to do. Vote my name on The 2nd of May on the polling stations. Come to the station with your ID. You need your passport or your photo ID with the driving license, something with your photograph on it. If you don't bring your photograph on it, you cannot do a vote. Okay, it's very, very important. And in the future, your children over the age of 18 need to start voting. It's very, very important that your young people start voting, because we could be the future, you can change the future. And that's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Last Friday's collection, £1,410. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's donations. اس طرح نثار احمد مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. ان کی فیملی نے 100 pounds مسجد میں دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے. اور نزاکت بھائی کا بھی ایک رشتے دار ہسپتال میں انہوں نے دعا کی درخواست کی. اور ایک اور ساتھی, another brother, his nephew, I think he was just born 7 days ago, he's very, very ill, he's in hospital and doctors are fearing the worst. So he's also requested for du'as. Allah Ta'ala give the child complete shifa, complete recovery, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي زين صورة الإنسان بحسن تقويمه وتقديره وحرسه من الزيادة والنقصان في شكله ومقاديره وفوض تحسين الأخلاق إلى اجتهاد العبد وتشميله واستحثه على تهذيبه بتخويفه وتحذيره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي كان يلوح أنوار النبوة من بين أساريره ويستشرف حقيقه الحق من مخايله وتباشيره صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين طهروا وجه الإسلام من ظلمة الكفر ودياجيله وحسموا مادة الباطل فلم يتدنسوا بقليله ولا بكثيره أما بعد فالخلق الحسن صفة سيد المرسلين وأفضل أعمال الصديقين والأخلاق السيئة هي الخبائث المبعدة عن جوار رب العالمين والمنخرقة بصاحبها في سلك الشياطين كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أثقل شيء يوضع في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة خلق حسن وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة قائم الليل وصائم النهار وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم أفضل من الذي لا يخالط ولا يصبر على أذاهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنة إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمن الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين وخاصة في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows of the Durus al-Malijah. Please turn off your mobile phones. Please fill in the gaps in front of you. Ensure that we're standing shoulder to shoulder. My heels on the back line. Just let me know from behind when the rows are straight.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام والسلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا دعاء إلا أجبته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.